Today we're going to be learning the last Mishnah of the second parak of Maseches Brachos, as well as the first Mishnah of the third parak of Maseches Brachos. So says the Mishnah, Chasan Imratza Likros Kriya Shema. So we took a little bit of a break in the last two Mishnahs from Inyanim of Kriya Shema, and we discussed a couple of stories about Rabbi Gamliel doing differently than he normally paskined one ought to do. One related to bathing during Avelus, the other one related to receiving Nichum Avelim for an Eved that had passed away. But now we're going back to the originally scheduled discussion. We're going back to the discussion of Kriya Shema. And it tells us that Chasan and Ratzah Likros Kriya Shema Laila Rishon Kore, that a Chasan who wants to read Kriya Shema on the first night is allowed to do so. Back in Mishnah Hey, we said a Chasan is potter from Kriya Shema on the first night, and we said that Rabbi Gamliel went against that rule because Rabbi Gamliel said, I cannot bear not to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim even for a single night. So now the Mishnah tells us that if a Chasan is interested in saying Kriya Shema Laila Rishon, he's allowed to, but Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, not Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer, lo kalarot salitol sashem yitol. Not everybody who wants to say that they are a bar hachi, that they're on a madrega, where they're going to be able to have focus during Kriya Shema on the first night, is able to do so, meaning this smacks of yuhara. Yuhara is the sense of gaiva, that a person is showing that, look, even though I know most of the time people are not able to focus on the Ribbono Shalom as well as they should on the first night, but I'm so special that I'm capable of extreme focus. The Bar Tanura tells us that ein halacha k'Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that we don't pass on k'Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and that people are allowed to decide litol es Hashem. People are allowed to decide to say that I can be that guy that's able to have kavana. The Bar Tanura writes v'chazina l'ksas mir v'seinu da'amri da'idna kol adam yikro k'Rabbi Shimon b'layla rishon. He says nowadays everybody says Kriya Shema on the first night. Shekivin shebedor salolu in mechavnu kolkach b'shar yamim im lo yikra b'lai l'rishon mechzi yoser ki yuara shemara atzmu shu mechavin b'chol shah el ahashto mishum detorin b'mitzvah, that he's not able to. Says about to something fascinating. What's the assumption in the Mishnah? That if you do say Kriya Shema on the night that you get married, then it's a demonstration of arrogance, that I'm even able to have focus on the night that I get married. Says the Bar Tanura, nowadays, it's the opposite. That if you don't say Kriya Shema on the night that you get married, that's an expression of arrogance. Because by not saying Kriya Shema on the night that you get married, it's as if you're saying, yes, yes, every other night I have perfect kavana. It's only because I'm getting married tonight that I fall short of perfect kavana. But nowadays, nobody has perfect kavana. Nobody ever is really having the right kavana during Kriya Shema. So for a person to say that I'm not going to say Kriya Shema on the night of my wedding is arrogant, because he's suggesting that this night should be different than all other nights. That because all other nights he really does have perfect kavana, when the reality is most of us never have perfect kavana. Elamai, we have a mitzvah midoraisa, we have to say Kriya Shema. So we say Kriya Shema every night, including on our wedding night, because we never have perfect kavana for Kriya Shema. And this is, I believe, the accepted halacha. In Tosfos Rabbi Akiva Eiger, he writes that it could be Efshar de Balai Lebeis. Afim lo asa maisa rashi likros lo mechzi kura demandu savar David demandu chaza savar David maisa. He says a fascinating idea, that it could be that even if it's mechzi kiyura to not say Kriya Shema, I'm sorry, even if it's mechzi kiyura to say Kriya Shema on the first night, maybe on the second night, even though a person did not yet have the bias mitzvah, it would not be mechzi kiyura. Because mechzi kiyura means that it's going to look like you're being arrogant, it's going to look like you think you're so perfectly capable of concentration, even when you're so distracted. Well, on the second night, if someone sees that you're saying Kriya Shema, what will they think? Will they think that, look at that guy, he thinks that he's able to say Kriya Shema with Kavana, even though he did not yet have a B.S. Mitzvah? Or on the second night, isn't it more likely that the person will look and the person will say, oh, I guess he had his B.S. Mitzvah, and therefore he's no longer distracted, and therefore he can say Kriya Shema? Most likely, people will think the latter, not the former. So when they see that you're saying Kriya Shema on the second night, it would not be a problem of Yuhara at all, because when you're saying Kriya Shema on the second night, other people are going to look, and they're going to just assume that you're no longer distracted, because you already had your B.S. Mitzvah. That's the Ha'ara of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Okay, now let's begin the second mission of the day, the first Mishnah of the third perek of Maseches Brachos. Misha meso muta lefanav. Now that's a phrase that's used in Mishnayos, that the term we use in Halacha when we describe that phrase is called onein. Onein, when we use the term onein, it's not the same as when the Torah uses the term onein. When the Torah says onein, it means even after the burial. It means the whole first day of Avelus. But when we use the term onein, we're really referring to what the Mishnah calls misha meso muta lefanav. Misha meso muta lefanav means that someone lost a relative, the relative had died, but the relative was not yet buried. So again, in our terminology, we call that an onein. It's what the Mishnah calls misha meso muta lefanav. In Torah terminology, that's not what an onein is. An onein is something different. It's even after the burial. So let's talk about what happens when someone becomes what we call an onein, what the Mishnah calls misha meso muta lefanav. So halacha is patur mikriya shema min atfila umin atfilin. He doesn't have to say kriya shema. He doesn't have to daven. He's patur from tefillin as well. And the Tos Yontov points out, and hu adin, that he's patur from all other mitzvos. The reason it mentions these three is because these are particularly severe mitzvos that relate to kabbal ol mach shemayim. And tefillin, the Gemara says that if someone wants to be mekabel ol mach shemayim shlema, he should be maniach tefillin and kor kriya shema mispalel. He should put on tefillin and say kriya shema. So by telling us that he's patur from kriya shema and from tefillah and from tefillin, it's as if we're saying he's patur from being mekabel ol mach shemayim. So the reason tefillin is mentioned last on the list, even though tefillin goes on before you say kriya shema, before you daven, is because you leave tefillin on even after you finish the kriya shema and even after you daven. That's how Tos Yontov explains. Or alternatively, Tos Yontov says these kriya shema and tefillin are tadir, because Shabbos and Laila are not zman tefillin, but they are zman kriya shema and they are zman tefillah. So maybe that's why we mentioned tefillin last. So again, Tos Yontov gives two explanations of why tefillin is mentioned last on the list, either because tefillin remains on after you finished kriya shema and tefillah, or because tefillin comes up the least amount of times, because you don't wear tefillin at night and you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But be that as it may, the point of the Mishnah is that in what we call an onein, a person's mesum muta lefanav, is pater from all mitzvos. So the Tosra B'Kiveger says a little differently. He says agav achrina nokat damin atfilin belavach yipater avachra kvur davli yomrishon pater mitfilin. He just points out that, you know, the only reason we mention tefillin for an onein, that an onein is pater from tefillin, is because we're talking about kriya shema and tefillah. So tefillin just goes along with kriya shema and tefillah. But it's obvious that an onein is pater from tefillin, because even an avel on Yom Rishon is pater from tefillin. Meaning even after the kvura, if a person, Rachman al-Tzlan, loses a relative and they bury that relative, they come back to the Shiva house and they daven mincha, they do not put on tefillin that day. The next day they put on tefillin, provided that there are no panim chadoshos that are present. But that's also why it mentions tefillin last, because tefillin doesn't really belong on this list at all. That's what the Tos Rabbi Kiveger points out over here. So says the Mishnah further, Nosei Amita, the people who carry the mita, who carry the coffin, v'chilufeyen, and the people that switch off and carry the coffin further, because it used to be that it was common that they would keep handing off the coffin so that everybody could be involved in the great mitzvah of the Levayas HaMeis. V'chilufei chilufeihen, and those who switch off from them, eshel lefnei amita v'eshel la'achra amita, those that are in front of the coffin and those that are behind the coffin. So esha amita tzorech behen peturin, those that the coffin still needs, that they're still playing a role over here, they're going to be pater. And those that the mita is not does not need are going to be chayiv. The Bar Tanura points out also in sheina mita tzrichlen kagon haholchin lilvel sasameis bilvad lekvodo chayavin. Those that are just providing kavod, but they're not actually carrying the mita in any way. They're not doing anything in terms of hands on. And then the Mishnah concludes and elu veelu pturim min atfila. All of them are pater from tefila, because tefila is not our Raisa, like Kriya Shema is. So even though we try to go out of our way to make sure that whoever is not otherwise actively engaged in carrying the coffin should be chayiv in Kriya Shema, but everyone's part from tefillah, since tefillah is only derabanan anyhow, and tefillah require, and the Bar Tzura says, and others say that what sets tefillah apart from Kriya Shema is that Kriya Shema doesn't require as much kavanah as tefillah does. Kriya Shema is just a moment of kabbalas ol malach shemayim, whereas tefillah you have to have kavanah that you're omid lefnei hamakom, that you're standing in front of the ribono shel olam, and you have to be fully focused on your tefillah. So bottom line is, we learned two mishnayos today. The last mishnah and the second parak told us that if a chassan is interested in saying Kriya Shema on the first night, it's a machlokas whether he's allowed to do so. That the Tanakhama says, sure, why not? And Rosh Gamliel says, I'll tell you why not, because it looks like you are ra, it looks like you're being arrogant. And then the second mishnah that we had today, the first mishnah of the third parak, told us that someone who's what we call in our terminology an onain is put from Kriya Shema, tefillah, tefillin, really all mitzvahs in the Torah, and that those who are carrying the coffin and are still needed for the coffin are patur from Kriya Shema. Those that aren't needed for the coffin are chayiv in Kriya Shema, but everybody, those that are still needed and those that are not needed, are patur from tefillah, because tefillah requires extra kavano, or because tefillah is only a mitzvah midrabanan to begin with. Okay, Be'ezrus Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the third parak Mishnah Beis.